Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing,
fiesta,
romancing,
siesta,
samba,
la bamba,
ay caramba,
disguises,
surprises,
and pies of
all sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
You bet.
Come on in.
Today's show is inspected for your safety by number 29. What is it, Odie? Something awful has happened? The TV is broken? Worse than that? John's cooking a new recipe again? Worse than a new recipe? Oh no, that means John is planning a vacation?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get out of here! Quick!
We just have to stay under here for the rest of our lives.
There you are! You know, if I didn't know better, I'd say you guys were hiding from me.
I guess we're all lucky you don't know better.
I'm getting the car all packed for our vacation. We'll leave in 2 hours and we'll have a wonderful time.
No.
We've got to find a way to get John to change his mind about this vacation.
We interrupt this cartoon for a word from the National Vacation Council. Here with a vital word for vacationers everywhere is Garfield Cat.
Thank you. The world is full of great travelers. People who know where to go, how to get there, what to pack, which places to eat. And then there's John Arbuckle, who's brought new meaning to the phrase, "Can't we go home now?" John Arbuckle vacations, in a word, stink. Except in winter, when they stink on ice. But don't take my word for it. I have slides. Last year, first day of our vacation, entering a long tunnel. Second day of our vacation, leaving the long tunnel. How John got lost in there, I'll never know. Third day, John takes us 718 miles out of our way to see the world's second biggest ball of dental floss. Next day, John stops in a crummy motel for the night. Finding cockroaches in the room, John storms down to the lobby to complain to the manager, only to suddenly change his mind at the last minute. Next day, here's John's idea of an uncrowded beach. Every time I look at this shot, I get the urge to find Waldo. Next day, or maybe next week, I really don't care by then, John has trouble locating off-ramp for Orlando, Florida. Nearby penguins and glaciers suggest he may have strayed a bit from the interstate. I have 38 more trays of this stuff, but I think I've already made my point. A John Arbuckle vacation is a frightening thing. We hope you enjoyed the slides. Personally, I found them interesting, enlightening, and a great way to save money on animation. We now rejoin our cartoon right where we left off. I have an idea, Ode. It's a long shot, but we are desperate. Here, in this video store. These are self-help videos. How to be your own best friend and loan yourself money. Aerobics for people named Murray. Here's one that might do it. Vacationing, a waste of time. And it's by a doctor and everything. Let's go.
Off we go, leaving on vacation. Where we'll go, don't have a clue. First we'll stop off at the service station, then hit Highway 92. Yeah!
Wasting your time on another useless vacation?
Huh?
Vacations are for people who never want to amount to anything in life. Are you such a person?
No.
The 2 weeks you spend lying on a beach somewhere, you could invest in fixing up your house, bettering your mind, or improving your life.
Hey, this man is right. Forget the vacation. I'm going to use these 2 weeks for something constructive.
Congrats, Ode. We got out of another Arbuckle vacation. Happy?
Mm-hmm.
So am I.
Okay, after you get the soil turned over, we'll put the first coat of paint on the living room, and then we have the new fence to build. Wait, before the new fence, let's get the hedges trimmed and the car waxed. Look at all we're getting done. Wasn't this a great idea, skipping our vacation? I'm so glad that videotape turned up. I'll watch it as I iron.
Odie, whose knuckleheaded, idiotic, yogurt for brains idea was it to talk John out of a vacation?
Meryl.
Seemed like a good idea at the time. Well, I can't take this anymore. He's had us sweating and digging and hammering and working our paws to the fur for almost 10 minutes now. I'd even settle for an Arbuckle vacation instead of this.
Of course, one must remember that too much work can have adverse effects. Sometimes people experience delusions, seeing things that aren't there due to overwork. Should that happen, perhaps you really do need a vacation.
No need to worry about that. I'm never vacationing again.
Want to bet?
This no vacation idea is so great. I think I... Oh, hi, Odie. Nice new light bulb you've got there, fella. New light bulb? Yo! Oof! Garfield! Odie!
Big spider here. Yoo-hoo!
No!
Yeah, I know. Cruel stuff. But a cat's gotta do what a cat's gotta do.
Maybe if I splash some cold water on my face. Why is there a zebra in my bathtub?
Because if he takes a shower, his stripes might run. Want one?
Raisins? Garfield eating raisins? I gotta get in bed. Zebras, dogs with light bulbs on their heads, Garfield eating raisins, what's next?
Oh, we're the ants who ruin your dinner. We're always here to mess up any day. When we're around, every camper gets dinner. Cause if we get the chance, we will take...
Characters from last season's show? No! Garfield, there are ants in my room.
What ants?
And a zebra in the bathtub.
What zebra?
Everything's going wacko around me, but if it isn't them, it's me. And me is someone who's working too hard. That's it. I need a vacation. I need a vacation. Pack the bags, pack the zebra, pack anything beginning with the letter R. I don't care. Let's just get out of here and go on vacation!
Well, we did it, boy. John's taking us on a vacation. You're worried where he's going to take us? Well, don't worry. It couldn't possibly be worse than staying here for 2 weeks working.
It's the world's third biggest ball of gum wrappers, all spearmint. Wasn't this worth an extra 2,000-mile drive out of our way?
Okay, so I was wrong. I can't sleep. I can't sleep. I wish I could get to sleep.
Howdy.
Who are you?
I'm the sand person. I help folks get to sleep.
Really?
Uh-huh. A few sprinkles of my magic sand and it's nighty-night time.
Great. Lay it on me.
Let's go, Charlie.
Well, it did get dark all of a sudden.
Left, right, left, right, left, right.
Hey, Orson! What's that scary castle up there?
Oh, that's the castle of Dr. Karloffus Bohr, the mad scientist.
How mad is he?
He's so mad, he spent 10 years trying to cure his cat of measles before he found out it was a leopard.
Ooh, that's pretty mad. Let's stay away from him, huh?
Speak, my creation! Speak!
Two plus two is 17. D-O-G, cat.
My robot is still stupid.
New York is the capital of Paris.
Right, left, right.
Or
Carson, I'm bored.
Me too. I want to go home.
Guys, look at this wonderful forest and all the things there are to see. There are lakes and trees and flowers and birds and fish and the weasel from last season's show who keeps trying to eat all our chickens and the sky and butterflies and the squirrels. Hold on a sec. Flowers, birds, butterflies. Guys, did I mention something about the weasel from last season's show who keeps trying to eat all our chickens?
Uh-huh. Yeah, right between the fish and the sky.
That's what I thought.
The weasel!
Well now, looks like I've got me some prisoners.
Just what do you think you're doing?
My card. The weasel from last season shows who keeps trying to eat all our chickens. You see, I told you. It happens that I'm on my way to the farmyard to engage in a little chicken eating. Ciao.
You won't get away with this. That weasel is the slimiest, most sinister creature in the woods.
True. But doesn't he have a nice business card?
Why so perturbed, Roy?
Look at this. Page 7 of this script, and they finally got Roy and Wade into it.
The incredibly stupid swamp monster.
Roy, is this episode really called The Incredibly Stupid Swamp Monster? Let me check. Yep.
An incredibly stupid swamp monster.
Wade, we haven't even seen him yet.
He's on the title card. That's good enough for me. Help! Help! Incredibly stupid swamp monster! Help! Oh, help!
I'm gonna call my agent. Page 7, indeed.
Help! Incredibly stupid swamp monster! Incredibly stupid swamp monster!
With good billing. Help!
Hey, are you an incredibly stupid swamp monster?
No. Are you? My card.
Oh, I remember you from last season.
Of course, last season, I didn't get me any chickens. This year, it'll be different.
Oh, it's no use. We'll never break these ropes. We'll starve out here, and the weasel will get the chickens.
Oh, things couldn't get worse.
Don't say that, Booker.
Why not?
Because in a cartoon, whenever you say things couldn't get worse, things always get worse.
How could things possibly be any worse, Sheldon?
Here comes a good example.
A swamp monster!
9 plus 9 is 99. Columbus discovered bread. C-A-T spells rhinoceros.
An incredibly stupid swamp monster!
Hi. Can you untie us?
No.
No?
But I can skip rope real good. Watch. 1, 3, 9, O'Leary, 7, 16, 2, O'Leary, 3,152,368.
What is he?
He's what we need to stop that weasel. Come on.
What do you mean? This is the only show you can get me on, Bernie. Isn't Hanna-Barbera casting? Well, how about cable? I hear they're considering doing a funny version of Ren and Stimpy.
Roy, sweetie baby, I submitted you for Little Mermaid. They said you weren't the other.
Struggle as you will, Rooster. I'm gonna get me some chicken.
Wade! Wade, are you all right? Wade, it's me, Orson. Oh, Orson! You won't believe what I thought for a minute this episode was titled. I thought it was...
The Incredibly Stupid Swamp Monster!
You know, I knew he'd be along. Well, bye again.
Wade!
He'll be all right. We have to stop the weasel first. I shall dine on chickens tonight. What is this? His card. Name? Incredibly Stupid Swamp Monster. He doesn't even have a fax number.
3 and 9 is aluminium.
Yeah, that's an incredibly stupid swamp monster, all right.
And I love to play with weasels.
Uh-uh.
I'm going to hug you.
Oh, no.
I'm going to pet
you. No, no,
no. I'm going to hug you.
Hey, no, 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 let go of me.
You're so cute. Oh, you're so soft, soft. Oh, I'm going to stroke you.
No.
And pet you.
Help. Let go of me. Hey, help, help.
Ooh, hey.
Help. What? Save me from this incredibly stupid swamp monster.
Help. Wait. Oh, my little friend runs the way.
Where are your friends, Swampy?
Yeah, all of us.
Is it safe?
Wade, meet our new friend, the incredibly stupid swamp monster.
I'm charmed.
I'm Sagittarius with my temperature rising.
Let's all go in and have a meal and celebrate our new friend.
Great idea! Yeah!
Wasn't there something, we were supposed to do?
Relax, Swampy. Leave the thinking to us. I never forget anything.
I'm gonna tell Bernie. Two short scenes and then they put me in a bag. Forget it. I'm walking. Or popping. Get me on a new show.
Jiffy Express package service, please hold.
Those packages have to go out right away.
I'll get right on them, sir. Overnight letter to New York, 4 ounces. Cute kitten to Abu Dhabi, 6 pounds. Overnight package to Albuquerque. Cute kitten?
If you could stamp on there, please bend and fold.
Garfield?
I just remembered I have a lasagna in the oven. Bye.
Oh, he's getting better. Last time he tried to do this with carrier pigeons.
So hurry and order today.
This commercial seems to be taking a long time.
This is what they call an infomercial. It's a long commercial that looks like a show, but is really designed to sell something.
Garfield's always trying to get rid of me. Mail me pleasures. I'm surprised he hasn't tried one of those infomercial things.
Live from the Cute Kitten Clearinghouse of America, it's the Great Nermal Cat Giveaway. With your chance to own for yourself one of the world's most disgustingly cute creatures. No, your ears are not deceiving you. For a limited time only, until we get rid of the only one we have, you can have this repulsive beast in your very own home. And now here's your host for the Great Nermal Cat Giveaway, the mastermind whose idea this was, Garfield Cat.
Thank you, thank you. That's right, tonight some unlucky viewer will get this right in their own home. Why are we making this incredible offer? Is it an advertising stunt? No! Is it a goodwill gesture? Certainly not! There's only one reason we're giving Nermal away. Tell him what it is, audience!
Because we don't want him!
That's right! But if by some miracle you do, here's how to get yours.
Now is the chance of a lifetime. If you've always wanted a nauseating little monster wandering around your house, don't miss this opportunity to own your very own Nermal Cat. You probably never thought it was possible. Well, it is, because for a limited time only, like until we get rid of him, we're giving away Nermal Cat. And the best part is the price. He's absolutely free. No sales tax, no postage, no handling, no delivery charges, setup costs, or fees of any sort. You want him? You can have him! And every Nermal Cat comes with this guarantee. If you're not absolutely thrilled with this cat after 30 days or 30 seconds, whichever comes first, plus your Nermal Cat is an alarm clock, guaranteed to wake you in the rudest manner possible every time you try to sleep.
Hi, Garfield!
Like most cats, your Nermal will eat any kind of cat food except the brand you bought him. Remember, it'll be Christmas shopping time again sometime this year or next year or the year after. And what better way to say to someone, I really never liked you, than the gift of Nermal? So don't delay. We only have one, but believe us, one is plenty. This is your chance to own the pet that 9 out of 10 people don't want either. So pick up that phone and say those magic words. I want Nermal Cat. Some assembly required. Se habla español.
All right, here's the chance you've been waiting for. The phone lines are open. First person to call gets Nermal. Go to it. You can call now, folks. Operators are standing by. I'll get it. Great Nermal giveaway. Where do you want him shipped? What?
No, I do not want to change my long-distance company. Hey, are you watching TV? We're giving away Nerm... All right, since no one's calling, looks like we'll have to sweeten the deal. Tell them all about it.
And now, for a limited time only, whoever takes Nermal Cat off our hands will also receive Odie! That's right, this adorable puppy with the oversized tongue and undersized brain can be yours if you act now and get Nermal out of here. Imagine the fun you'll have with your very own Odie. You can kick him off the table. You can throw the stick so he can fetch it. You can kick him off the table again. You can throw the stick so he can, well, you get the idea. Your Odie comes complete with everything you see here. Batteries not included, but don't delay. We only have one of these, too. Pick up the phone and call for your very own Odie. This puppy void where prohibited.
Oh, boy.
No, you have to take Nermal as well.
Sorry, we can't.
Hello?
Break up a set.
You want to take Nermal off our hands? No, you have to take the kitten to get the puppy. Apparently, some people don't understand. It's a package deal. In order to get Odie, you have to take Nermal, too. But one of you must want Nermal. We'll throw in a new car. Take Nermal, and you can have Odie and the car. Nothing, huh? How about if we throw in $100,000 in cash and the Kloppman diamond? Forget it. I can't even give you away, Nermal.
Nobody wants me?
Huh? Oh, Nermal. Nermal, you were having a bad dream.
I was?
Don't be afraid. You're safe and everything's all right. And we love you here. Well, some of us do.
He's right. I'm the cutest kitten in the world and people everywhere love cute kittens. I'll go wake Garfield up and tell him.
I wonder what kind of nightmare Nermal had. I guess watching all these infomercials can make anyone doze off.
He can't cook. He can't get a date. He's John Arbuckle, and we're giving him away absolutely free. In fact, we'll pay you to take him.
And then I dreamed that you threw in a new car and thousands of dollars, but still no one wanted me.
Sounds about right.
But then I realized it was just a bad dream and it never could happen.
Someone would have to be pretty stupid to believe something like that.
No, don't give me away, Garfield. Stop the commercial. Don't give me away. Help!
See what I mean? Now scram. Leave me alone. Giving Nermal away on a TV commercial? Not a bad idea.
Yes, response to our last offer was so great, we're making it again. We have Nermal cats to give away.
Cats? Plural?
And this time we have over 500,000 of them to move out of here. And they're all staying at Garfield's house till we give them all away.
Please, you gotta take them off our hands. Please, take two. They're small. Take them, please. You gotta. I'll be your best friend. Come on, please.